and welcome to episode 11 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at the Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories that come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Kevin McGeehan with his story, The Overhugger.
Whenever the four of us got together, which was often, the first thing he would do without fail was embrace me hard, like we hadn't seen each other in years, and he would have walked through fire for that hug. Now, the thing that stood out most about it to me was that no other combination of people hugged.
Kevin is an award-winning storyteller, including 8 Moth Story Slams and the 2019 New York Moth Grand Slam Championship. He worked as an actor, writer, and teacher for Chicago's famed Second City Theater for over 20 years. His autobiographical stories can be heard on the Moth Radio Hour and read in Men's Health Magazine and the book All These Wonders. You can find him on Instagram at McGeehanKevin. And now, without further ado, here's Kevin with his story, The Overhugger.
Many years ago, my then-girlfriend decided she was going to pursue her PhD, so we moved to a college town where I didn't know anyone. To be perfectly candid with you, I have difficulty making new male friends as an adult, and one of the things I wanted while I was there was just to make a guy friend that I could relate to. But then, my girlfriend and I met the McAllisters. And the McAllisters lived across the street from us. They were a married couple, a husband and wife that were around our age, and they became our go-to couples friends. So whenever we would go out to movies or dinners, we would always jokingly refer to it as date night. And it was really great, and we had such a fun dynamic. Except for one thing. He hugged me way too much. Whenever the four of us got together, which was often, the first thing he would do without fail was embrace me hard, like we hadn't seen each other in years, and he would have walked through fire for that hug. Now, the thing that stood out most about it to me was that no other combination of people hugged. He did not hug my girlfriend, his wife and I did not hug, and his wife and my girlfriend did not hug. It was always he and I. He initiated it, and it always lasted 1 second too long. Now, to be clear, I do not mind hugging hello and goodbye. I love it, male or female. Who doesn't love a good burst of oxytocin released into their brain? However, the thing that started to get me about it was the fact that I was never given a choice. And I had to hug him whether I wanted to or not. But at first, I found it so funny. He was like a real-life Seinfeld character they would have called the overhugger. And I tried these different tactics to see if I could get him to stop hugging me. Like, I tried the handshake, and he would just knock it out of the way and hug me. I tried the pivot, and he would just hug me from the side. And one time, I was on the phone, I had the, I'm on the phone, give me a minute finger. And then he waited patiently, and when I was done, he hugged me. Now, Over the months, it started to grate on me and become a little annoying. However, I did not say anything about it for two reasons. One, I did not want to mess up the fun group dynamic that we had. And two, I used to have an insatiable need to be liked by everyone 24 hours a day so that I would actively avoid confrontation. Until that one night, where the four of us all went to go see the George Clooney movie Leatherheads. My girlfriend and I arrive early, and we get seats in the middle of an empty row. The McAllisters arrive just before showtime, and they whisper to each other at the end of the row, presumably about who they are going to sit next to. Then they start to walk down the row towards us. Now, the following takes place in 15 seconds. Mrs. McAllister wanted to sit next to my girlfriend, so I half stood and turned to allow her to pass, and before I even realize it, I am hugged so hard from the side that I'm knocked off balance and pulled so close that I could feel the heat of his breath on my neck and a graze of a lip on my ear as he whispered, "I've been looking forward to date night." I will admit I overreacted. But in that moment, I felt so violated and that I didn't have a choice. And I felt like I was just so, I needed to defend myself. So without even thinking, I just yelled, "Get the fuck off me!" Things got uncomfortable. He made his way past me and went to go sit next to his wife. And as I sat down, the lights went down. And for the next 1 hour and 54 minutes, we all awkwardly watched the terribly disappointing Leatherheads. Later that night, because I could no longer actively avoid this confrontation, he and I had to discuss this. So we were standing in his driveway to actively deal with this. Now, he started off by saying and making it abundantly clear that the hug was not a homosexual advance. I made it clear that I did not think it was, nor would I care if it were, and even if it was, he was going about it all wrong. And then I made the explanation of the overhugger, and he got it. And he finally understood where I was coming from. And he was embarrassed, and he felt bad. And then he confessed to me something in a very vulnerable moment where he said he has difficulty making new male friends as an adult and that he really liked me and that the overzealous hugging was just his way of showing how happy he was that he found a new friend. And I felt bad. And I said to him, honestly, I said, "I really like you, man, and I'm glad we're friends." And this made him happy. And as we stood there in that driveway, two men, reconciled, relating to each other on a deeper level, there was nothing else we could do in that moment but hug. But this time, it was mutual. Thank you very much.
That's it. That's our episode. I completely understand how Kevin feels with the hug. I come from a country. I'm from Argentina. For those of you who maybe don't know that yet, you can listen to episode 6 where I tell a story about coming from a country and I tell you a little more about myself. I am from Argentina, as I was saying, and in my country, everyone kisses hello and goodbye. It doesn't matter, man with woman, woman with woman, man with man. Like, everyone kisses everyone, and I'm not a kisser. I don't like kissing. I don't like being touched by strangers like that. And I've even had coworkers who would show up in the morning at the office and go desk by desk, kissing everyone. Hello, good morning. And it's like, dude, we are together longer than I am with my family. We don't need to continue kissing every day when we meet. You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website. It's funnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have Miyo Yamauchi with her story, Untouchable.
Some people say that Yakuza is losers. They do nothing good to society. But I disagree, because I was saved by Yakuza once.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.